The Water Tower Bucket Boys are here. Great to have you. One of my favorite bands, another Portland band, and they've been on the road for, they just got back from the UK like last night, and it's great to have you in the Roadhouse. Thanks.
Oh, thanks. We're still full of Guinness, but it's great to be here.
And that's a new song.
Very new song, yeah. Just kind of started doing that one a few months ago, so.
Sounds great. There's something missing here today. It's the orange hunting caps.
You know, I actually lost mine. I left it on the plane last time we went to the UK, actually. So I don't have one anymore.
You guys were easy to spot at Pickathon with the caps.
Yeah.
There go the Water Tower Bugger Boys, I'd say. Well, when I got your record, the previous record, Soul Kitchen, you know, I immediately noticed the fantastic album art, but then song titles like Numb, Bread, Sunday Night Roast, and Fromage.
There's a bit of a food sort of a theme, if you'll notice.
We're hungry, hungry.
So what brought you to the music, you know? The people's music, traditional music, you're 20-somethings. I always ask that question when I see bands like you.
Well, we got inspired a lot by, you know, the music happening in Portland, you know, obviously Foghorn and lots of other trad music, and we started playing that, and then we kind of started getting to writing our originals, too, and that's the new record, Soul Kitchen, is all original stuff, and we've just been having fun doing that, so. But Portland is a great place to be inspired.
Yeah, it is, and the songs are great. I mean, really a lot of good songs. I mean, it's rare to, I guess, to see a more trad band and then they're all originals. That's a great sign for a good band. Oh, but you guys are, not only are you funny, but you're very serious and you're very deep into music. I've been reading some things, and a couple of you guys are even have studied music and jazz guitar and whatnot.
There's a lot to learn.
So tell us some more about, you know, how seriously you take music and playing your instruments.
Well, it's pretty serious here. We just basically got, or you know, really addicted to all of it. So I ended up getting a jazz degree, and so did Corey. And all that time, we were spending time, you know, on the weekends and in the evenings building the band and the profile and the music with that, and bringing all of our outside influences into the music of the band. You know, not just bluegrass, but electronic and Cajun and punk and blues and all that sort of thing.
That last tune is pretty jazz inspired, you know, that kind of like little spacey solo stuff. I really like that kind of modal jazz stuff, Miles Davis a lot.
What are like some that. Bands and artists you guys really revere and like?
Oh, jeez. Oh, it's a complicated question. I mean, we all listen to so many different things, like all over the map. Like, I'm a big nerd about Animal Collective. You wouldn't expect that, like being a banjo player and stuff, but I love that.
I like a lot of old gospel, the Staple Singers, the Velvet Underground, lots of blues.
And Josh, last time I saw you was at the Harry Smith tribute concert.
Yeah, that was
last around Thanksgiving, and you did all those great Cajun songs that are from the anthology.
Yeah, I love Nathan Abshire and Dewey Balfa, obviously, and Courtney Granger. We got to go to Black Pot Festival in October, so we got to meet all those guys about a Cajun accordion. So that, obviously, we've had a little bit of an influence of Cajun music recently, which has been super fun.
And you play the fiddle, too.
Yeah, Cajun fiddle.
And you sing in French?
Trying. Yeah. Pardon the French, though.
How about another song?
Yeah,
yep. Totally.
Someone said this sounded like a skiffle song when we were over in England. I guess it maybe does. Leave it up to your own judgment, I suppose.
And for those of you who don't know what skiffle is, can you guys explain what skiffle is?
Skiffle is kind of... I don't know how deep you want to get into this. Skiffle, to my understanding, is more or less like jug band music from England. Instead of like a wash tub bass or something, they have a big tea chest bass. They don't wash things there, they just drink tea. So you kind of use what you got. And yeah, the Beatles were originally a skiffle band. You know, the Quarrymen. Oh yeah, we got to go have drinks in the bar where they used to play downstairs in Liverpool. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, the Jack Randall.